Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the skies over Tel Aviv are clear, making it a perfect day to be outdoors. In Jerusalem, the sun shines brightly, providing warmth despite the cooler autumn breeze. Haifa enjoys similar sunny conditions. Meanwhile, Be'er Sheva is experiencing mild temperatures, ideal for evening strolls. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF launched strikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon earlier this hour, according to JNS. This follows an overnight drone attack on Israeli troops at the Ali al-Tahrir Ridge. Also, Walla reports that the IDF initiated a wave of strikes in southern Lebanon just minutes ago after Hezbollah launched explosive drones. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes another violation in the north, with Hezbollah launching two explosive drones at IDF forces in southern Lebanon earlier today. Separately, Forward reports from earlier today that a second Reform synagogue in Israel has had its windows broken, this time in Ramat HaSharon. And finally, JTA highlights that a German military base and Lithuanian politics are encroaching on memorials in the Rudninkai forest, where Jews once fought the Nazis. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted earlier that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat in the U.S. House, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, stated today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat due to anti-Israel measures by the Netherlands. Belaz News also reported today that Israel is expelling Dutch diplomats from Kiryat Gat after the Dutch parliament banned trade of products from Israeli territories beyond the Green Line. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strikes in southern Lebanon, as reported by JNS, the operation was in response to an overnight attack involving explosive drones targeting Israeli forces. This escalation highlights the ongoing tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to the synagogue vandalism in Ramat HaSharon, as highlighted by Forward, this incident follows a similar attack less than 2 weeks ago, raising concerns about rising anti-Semitism in the region. Community leaders are urging increased security measures to protect religious sites. Meanwhile, JTA reports on the Rudninkai forest in Lithuania, where a German military base and local politics threaten the preservation of Jewish partisan memorials. Families of Jewish fighters fear losing access to these important historical sites, which are crucial for remembering their resistance during World War II. On the economic front. First, Globes reports that the CEO of Volkswagen confirmed talks over Iron Dome production in collaboration with Rafael, involving both state and federal government participation. Separately, Walla Business revealed that the IDF paid 90% of compensation to a former soldier, but an accountant is blocking the final agreement. And finally, Katech informs us that Echo has acquired the technology and customer operations of Minimus in a cash deal, following Minimus's decision to end its independent operations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.